Hi, day Terry Manchester, Chof Dalad, Nissan Topshine Ches, Rabbi Huda Saunders.
You know, I always say that Chazan on the last day of Yom Tov has got the hardest job, because he's got to think of all the different tunes for Hallel and for Davening that none of the other Chazanim on the previous days have thought of. So he's always got the hardest job. So I feel a little bit like that today. The topic that I'm going to speak about is Sfiras HaOmer. People have heard a lot about Sfiras HaOmer over Yom Tov, and feel like a little bit I've got to sort of think of things that people haven't said yet. But having said that, it's always good to do Chazara, and I'm hoping that there will be some Chidushim also that come out of today's Shir. I want to start with three shilas which came up over Yom Tov, and then go back to the basics and work through and come to answer them at the end. So the first shila was someone who counted the Omer. The most common place this would happen is on Erev Shabbos. Coming into Shabbos, you daven Shabbos before Nacht, we daven Shabbos usually by Plag, after Plag. And someone by mistake, without thinking, he counted the Omer with the Bracha after Ma'ariv. So it could be during the week, if he maybe davened Ma'ariv early during the week, or he davened Shabbos. And he said with a Bracha, he made a Bracha and he counted the Omer before Shkia. Is that valid, and does he have to count again when it gets to Nacht? So he's counted with a Bracha. That's shaila number one. Shaila number two, someone who forgot to count. He didn't count in the night, the whole day, and he remembers just right at the end, it's already getting a little bit dark, he looks at his watch and he sees it's just after Shkia, a few minutes after Shkia. Can he still count the Omer for that day, or has he lost it? Shaila number two. Both of those came up with Yom Tov. And shaila number three is more of a general shaila. Someone who always forgets Sfira. He knows every single year, he always forgets. You know, he gets about the second week, he's always missed a day. So someone like that, is there any point in starting? Should he bother starting? Or should he say, look, I'm anyway going to forget. I'm anyway going to miss one day out soon, so I'm not going to bother starting in the first place. Or do we say, no, you start and you hope for the best?
With a bracha.
With a bracha. I'm asking, should he start with a bracha, should he, or should he not? Those are the three shilas. So let's see. So let's start. The Gemara Menachas Daf Samach Vav compares Sefira to Katsira, to Katsira Sa'ima. The mitzvah to bring the Havoah Sa'ima and the Katsira Sa'ima. So the Gemara compares Sefira to Katsira. Just like Katsira needs to be done by night, so too, Sfira needs to be done by night. And therefore, that's why we count Sfira with a bracha by night. And Tosfos over there, in Menachos, brings the famous Shittas HaBahag, that someone who forgot to count in the night is allowed to count by day. Just like Katsira of the Omer is kosher to do by day, although the mitzvah is by night, but if he forgets, it's kosher to do it by day. It's not clear in the Bahag, to where Tosfos brings the Bahag, if he means you should count in the day with a bracha or without. The Bahag says if you don't count by night, you can still count by day. It doesn't say with a bracha or not. The Torah brings down the Bahag, and he asks, and the Torah brings the Bahag, and the Bach over there asks that the Matcha says, b'shem the Bahag, that you don't make a bracha by day. If you forget to make a bracha on Sfira by night, you don't make a bracha on the Sfira by day. So how can the Torah bring the Bahag that you do count by day? And they also bring Chaylkim, the Torah, the Bach brings Chaylkim, that some Rishonim Tosfos over there in Menachos is Chaylik and says you can't count by day. If you forget to count by night, then you can't count by day. Therefore, as we know, we paskin. So the Torah paskins and the Mishnah Berurah also paskins like that. That you should, if you forget to count by night with a bracha, then you should count by day, but without a bracha, because we're choshish for the chelkim, the shittas who hold that you, if you forget by night, you can't count by day. The Bahag says you can count by day, and therefore you should count by day, but without a bracha. So that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what we do. The emes is, in the Bahag himself, it could also be that he agrees that you don't make a bracha. Because the Bahag just says, if you don't count by night with a bracha, you can count by day. And the Bach asks, but the Modcha says, according to the Bach, you can't make a bracha by day. The answer could be in a chanami. The Bach never said you make a bracha by day. The pshat is you make a, by night is the mitzvah to make the bracha, the ikka mitzvah. By day, it's not the ikka mitzvah, but you should still count. And it's similar to katsira, the mitzvah of katsira is to be done by night, but if you do it by day, it's kosher, it's not the best time. The reason for the Bahag, the reason why you should count by night, the reason why we count by night is because we need tamimus. And the reason why the Bahag says, if you don't count by night, you should still count by day, is in order to retain the tamimus, as we'll see soon, that you have to have 7 weeks which are tamimus, and if you miss a day, you're missing out on the tamimus of the 7 weeks. So in order to get around that problem, says the Bahag, if you forget by night, you should count by day. You haven't lost the tamimus. Having said that, the ikka mitzvah is by night, so you can only make a bracha by night. Comes by day, you should still count, so as not to lose the tamimus, but you shouldn't make a bracha. So it could be, even in the Bahag himself, it could be that he holds that you don't make a bracha by day, but you should still count by day. Al-Kaponim, that's the Pesach, and Mishnah Berurah brings down, if you don't count by night, you count by day without a bracha. Tosis also brings, on Tosis and Menachos, also brings another shit of the Bahag, at the end of Tosis, that if you miss a day totally, you don't count by night, you don't count by day, you miss the whole day, then you cannot continue counting because then you have lost the tamimus of the 7 weeks. Sheva Shabbos is tamimus yeno. If you miss out one day, the famous shit of the Bahag, you've lost the tamimus, you cannot carry on counting. Tosis, however, over there, is chaylak, so he says, vizet tema, this is the pal of the Bahag, and he argues, and there are other Rishonim will argue as well. The Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin, the Bahag doesn't explain why, but that is, we know it's because of the Tamimus. It doesn't explain why, what's the inyan of the Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Vav brings the shit of the Bahag. He doesn't bring it in the name of the Bahag, he just brings the Yesh Emrim, but that's the shit of the Bahag. And he explains the reason of the Bahag, and it's again famous that the reason of the Bahag is because the Sfira So'ima, the 49 days, is one big mitzvah. Big mitzvah, Sfira So'ima. And therefore you need 7 complete weeks. It's one mitzvah. If you miss out one day, then you've spoiled the mitzvah. The Rosh, however, one of the Rishonim who's Chaylak, in Psachim, right at the end of Psachim, the Rosh explains that the shit of Tosfos, so those who are Chaylakim, brought down also the Re, is because each day is a separate mitzvah. Again, Tosfos, when the Tosfos brings the Bahag, he just says, the Bahag says, if you miss out one day, you can't carry on counting, and I don't agree. They don't explain the reasons. But the Chinuch explains the reason of the Bahag is because it's one big mitzvah, and the Rosh is very clear, the reason of Tosfos who's Chaylik, the reason of those who are Chaylik is because every mitzvah is a separate, every day is a separate mitzvah. That means when a person, every one of the 49 days is a separate mitzvah, and therefore if you miss one day, you can count the next day because it's a new mitzvah. So that is the machlekes Bahag and Tosfos, the famous machlekes Bahag and Tosfos. What we need to understand though is, according to the Bahag, it makes a lot of sense. Sheva Shabbos is Timimos Siyano. You have to have 7 complete weeks, Timimos. It says it has to be Timimos. If you miss one day, you've lost the Timimos. How does Tosfos, if Tosfos learns, and the other Rishonim who learn that every day is a separate mitzvah, how do they explain the word Timimos? Where's the Timimos? If you miss one day, you miss the day of the Omer. So where's Timimos? So the Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Pei Tes, he brings 3 answers. 2 of them are from the Maritz Geus, and the third is from other places. And the first answer is as follows. The Be'er Halacha says, you're mekayim the Tamimus, according to Tosfos, by completing the weeks. That means each day is a separate mitzvah, and there's no Tamimus by each day, but when it comes to the week, the Sheva Shabbos, at the end of each week, you need to complete the whole week. Which means that you have to have complete weeks. But if you miss a day in the week, it doesn't matter. But the week must be completed, and that's the tamimus. Nafka mina would be, if a person forgets to count on day 7, or day 14, 21, 28, any of the last days of the week, then he can't carry on counting, because you haven't completed the week. So according to that, the Maris Kiyos, the tamimus goes on the week, not on the day, or not on the whole of the 7 weeks, but each week separately must be completed by tamimus. And if you forget the last day of the week, then you can't carry on counting. But if you miss one day in the middle of the week, that's Nishka Velach. Verlacha brings another pshat from the Maritz Gears, which is that if you forget one night, then you can catch up the next night. That means you forget night five.
Are you saying, did I get it right? If he forgets a night number 10,
yeah,
he waits till 14, and then he can count with the bracha.
No, so according to this, according to this, if he forgets night 10,
yeah,
then it doesn't matter, he can carry on counting night 11, night 12, because each day is a separate mitzvah. But when we get to night 14,
yeah,
that's when he has to be careful, because he has to complete the week.
Yeah.
And if he misses out night 14, he can't count anymore, he's finished, he's lost it. Because he's lost the tamimus, so the weeks need to be tamimus. It doesn't have to, the whole week doesn't have to be complete, the week needs to be completed, that's what he learns. The week must be completed. The end of the week needs to be complete. So not the whole week needs to be complete, but the week needs to be completed.
If you count on day 14 on the day without brocha,
yeah, no. So if you count on the day, then yeah, we'll see. Pashtus, possibly not. We'll see what should the tesis say. Tesis holds that if you count by the day, it doesn't help. So it could be not. So the second shot of the Maritz Gears is that if you miss one night, it doesn't matter. You can count the next night. Two nights, meaning if you miss night five, on night six you count. First of all, you do esmoil hoya chamisha v'hayayim shisha. So that way, you're still making up. You haven't lost the tamimus because you've counted every day. It just you didn't do it on the right night. How does that work? So according to the Bahag, that doesn't work because you missed out a day. You've missed out the tamimus of the Omer. According to the other pshat, according to Tosfos, it doesn't matter because every day is a separate mitzvah. And I'm making up yesterday's mitzvah. I'm making it up now. So you haven't lost the tamimus as such, because I've counted yesterday's, so I've got the tamimus, and it doesn't matter that I didn't count yesterday, because every day is a new mitzvah. So that's the two pshatim. Either you complete the weeks, or you can catch up the previous night on the next night. Other poskim explain that tamimus means something else. And this lechera is the pashtus. That tamimus doesn't mean this whole 7 weeks. Tamimus means the day. Each day needs to be tamim. And therefore, Taisa says, you should start counting as early as possible. You should start counting in the night. We don't count in the day. We start in the night as early as possible. Taisa says you should even count Bein HaShemashos before Nacht, because then it's more tamimus. So according to this pshat is, every day is a separate mitzvah. Where's the tamimus? The answer is, each day has to be tamim. The tamimus goes on each day, not on the whole 7 weeks. So according to that, you need to be counting as early as possible in the night. And the emes is, coming to the timing of Sfira, the time to count is by Nacht. Tosfos says you should even count Bein HaShemashos. We don't pass like that. We don't count. You should be careful to count only by Nacht. However, if one counted after Shkia, then it is it's okay. It's kosher. You don't have to count again. You shouldn't count again. But Lechatchila, one should count after Nacht. If you count before Shkia, coming back to our original question, then it's nothing. There are some shittas who hold that you can count after Plag HaMencha, but the most shittas hold, and the Bi'ur HaLacha brings down a Tov Peites, that if you count, it's not clear, 100% clear, but Pashtus, the Bi'ur HaLacha says, the Lashon of the Bi'ur HaLacha is, someone who counts before Shkia, Lav Klum. It's nothing. It's not a Sfira Bechlal. So, therefore, if one counted with the Bracha after Plag HaMencha, original Shaila, then Lechaira, he would need to go back and count again with the Bracha after Nacht. So someone who counts, he counts after, by mistake, it's after Plag, before Shkia, he counts with a bracha. Says the Bi'ur HaLacha, that's not a Bechlal Nishkan Sfira, it's not a Sfira at all, therefore you should count again after Nacht, you should count with a bracha. Because the time for Sfira starts at Nacht, or at least the earliest we could start is after Shkia. The second Shaila, we said, if one forgot to count until after Shkia, that means he forgot the whole night, forgot the whole day, and he only remembered it was already after Shkia, and can he still count that day's Sfira? So that's already a big Shaila. If he's after Shkia, it's a big machlekes haposkim, whether or not, if you're already after Shkia, because really we said Shkia, like we're saying now, is the next day. So some say if it's a few minutes after Shkia, then you could still count, because it's still sort of connected. One should ask a shayla if it happens. But if Pashtus, it seems, most that Rav Poskim say, if it's a few minutes after Shkia, then it's still okay. If a person gets to Shkia, it's just after Shkia, he looks at his watch, he hasn't counted, what he should do is he should count without a bracha, should count, and then go and ask the Rav. Shouldn't ask the Rav first, otherwise he might miss it. So Just another interesting halacha that the Igros Moshe brings, that if it's Friday night, let's say Friday this week was sixth night. So if a person hasn't yet counted day five, and he's down on Ma'ariv on Shabbos, he's brought Shabbos in, but it's not yet Shkia. So he said before Shkia is still the Zman of the previous day. But he's already down on Ma'ariv on Shabbos, so he's already brought in Shabbos. So the Igros Moshe, you can still count the previous day, even if he's brought in Shabbos already. Because the Ma'ariv says not yet the Zman of the next day for Legabi Sfira, and even though he's brought in Shabbos, he can still count Friday's Sfira. As he passed in the Igros Moshe. It's good to remember, because it does happen sometimes. As long as he's before Shkia, he can still count. The interesting thing which comes out, though, according to this, particularly according to the shitta of Tosfos, that Tamimus goes on each day, and the Emes, we pass like that anyway, that one should count as early as possible. It's an interesting that we don't find that the Minhag HaOlam is not like that. Meaning, people daven Ma'ariv, particularly at the moment when it's still a bit earlier, but it's less so when it gets later. But people generally daven, they often daven Ma'ariv late. They daven Ma'ariv at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 11:30. Why is there no chiyuv to daven, to count Sfira straight away at the beginning of Nacht? If the mitzvah of Sfira has to be b'tamimus, and especially we're saying now that tamimus goes on each day separately, that it needs to be tamim, it needs to be at the beginning of the night. And we pass the Mishavur, the earlier you count Sfira, the better. So why is there no mitzvah to count Sfira as soon as it's Nacht, like Ner Chanukah? You straight away when it's Nacht, you count Sfira, and if you daven, daven Ma'ariv, if you daven later. So you might say if daven, but counting Betzibur is better. So we'll come to counting Betzibur later. We'll see. That's a very, very shvach makor for counting Betzibur. Yeah. Okay. But if you do.
During the year after that,
but I'm asking, why should you, if a person is only davening Ma'ariv later, why should he, maybe he should dafka count Sfira earlier, straight away by Nacht. And some poskim do say one should do that. It's not the minhag, people don't generally, but some poskim say one should count Sfira straight away. However, most of us, we don't. We daven Ma'ariv whenever we daven Ma'ariv. The shaila is why. I've seen different shot in why, but it's not 100% clear exactly why. But it was because Lechaira, if you hold it, you have to have Tamimas, then the earlier the better. One should count straight away by Nacht. Some say that it's better during Sfira, one should daven Ma'ariv straight away by Nacht. So you don't count necessarily by Nacht, but you should daven Ma'ariv earlier, because then you get more Tamimas. Lechaira, it seems it would be a Maila to daven earlier, to count earlier. But Lemaisa, the Minhag HaOlam is to count when they daven Ma'ariv. We'll come to the Inyan of Tzibur, we'll come to that later. Now, going back to the Bahag, according to the Bahag, Lechaira is a big kasha, because the Bahag says it's one big mitzvah, like the chinuch, redzeis, and the reason of the Bahag is it's one big mitzvah. The kasha is, if that's true, why do we make a bracha every day? If it's one big mitzvah, make one bracha at the beginning of Sfiras HaYom, and that's it, you're done. Lechaira, the fact that we make a bracha every single day is the biggest raya, like Tosfos, that every day is a separate mitzvah. Another point is that according to the Bahag, if a person, let's say on day 20, he forgets, he misses out day 20, does that mean, according to the Bahag, it's one big mitzvah, does that mean the first 20 days were nothing? And all his brachas will have atola maybe, because it's one big mitzvah. If you've missed one day, then you've spoiled the whole sphera, and the first 20 days was also nothing. Come to Yisrael Lamafreya, they're all the Batola. And the Chiddah says, the Taka, all is, if you forget, according to the Bahag, if you forget one day, all your brachas are Lamafreya or Levatola. So it puts a new perspective on it. We like to remember to count Sfira because it's a mitzvah, we don't want to forget. But according to the Chiddah, one has to be extra careful, because if you forget, Lamafreya, all your brachas go Levatola. Nobody wants that. So. We'll come to Noshim. Tosin Ksuvas. Daf Ayin Beis, he asks the following kasha. He says, why is a nida different to Sfira Sa'oma? A nida counts Sfira Shivos, she counts Zayin Nekiyim, but she doesn't make a bracha. Whereas Sfira, we count 7 weeks, and we do make a bracha. Frektesis, what's the difference? And emphasis that by an Isha Nida is different because we're worried maybe Shema Tirevitistor, maybe she'll see Ria, and she'll be Sosa her whole counting lemafreya, and therefore the bracha will be lebatala. The kasha is, especially according to the Chidah, how can we make a bracha on Sfira? The same thing. If you might come to forget by Sfira, then it means you'll be oika the whole Sfira lemafreya, and all your brachas will be lebatala. So some explain that Tesis means no. By an isha who shchichi damim, who shchiach to see, it's common for to see a re'ia, therefore it's different. By sphira, it's not shchiach that will forget. It's not common to forget, and therefore that's why we can make a bracha. According to that, you could ask, well, what about someone who always forgets, like our third shaila? Well, someone who always forgets, maybe he's different, and we'll come to that soon. But mikayach this kasha, what's the difference by sphira and an isha nida? Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, he's got a whole pshat in his sefer Mishmeres Chaim, and he explains as follows that as a person counts Sfira, according to the Bahag, that it's one big mitzvah, even if he forgets halfway through, the first days that he counted with a bracha are not levatala. Why? Because he explains that the mitzvah is to count Sfira. As long as you're counting days which are roi, which are can be mitztaref, which can join up to the 49, then that's considered a mitzvah. Once you forget one, then you can't be mitztaref to the tamimus anymore, because you've lost one day, you've lost the tamimus, therefore your days are no longer being mitztaref to the 49. But the previous days, they were perfectly in order, they were going to be mitztaref to the 49. And therefore those days you haven't lost. So Reb Chaim Pinchas says that the first days are not levatala. You can breathe if you've forgotten already, or if a person forgets. Okay, not the end of the world. They're not levatala, but he still can't carry on. But it's not nothing. So that's why it's different to an Ishanida is tira b'tisra. She's going to be soisa the whole thing lemafreya. By sphira, you're not soisa the whole thing lemafreya. There's a shalas a tshuva, the Olat Tzion, which is Rabin Tzion Abishol, one of the big Sfaradi Gedolim, 20 years ago, he was nifta about. And he says, he's got a very mechudosh dika shita, according to the Bahag, which is not like the Rishonim we said before. And he says, according to the Bahag, every day is a new mitzvah. Every day is a new mitzvah. Not like we said, the Chinuch explains that it's a one big mitzvah. He learns every day, according to the Bahag, is a new mitzvah. Vaharaya. We make a bracha every day. He brings this right. L'chayra has to be. You make a bracha every day means every day is a new mitzvah. So why then, if you forget one day, according to the Bahag, can you not carry on? So he says that the inyan of tamimus is not pshat, you need one whole big thing. The inyan of tamimus is that the day should be counted beretzef, continuously. That means they have to be counted on a continuous basis. You can't have a break. So therefore, once you're counting, as long as you're counting Beretzef, that's okay. Once you miss one day, you've lost the continuity, and therefore you can't carry on. But Be'emes, each day is a separate mitzvah. The Tamimus just means it has to be continuous, Beretzef. And you miss one, you've lost it. As we said, that's the Leika Rishonim, unlike the Rishonim we said before, unlike the Chinuch, but... And it seems under the Rosh, who seems to also explain like that. But that's his mechudosh tikka shetah. But that would explain, according to the Bahag, why we make a bracha every day, because it's not one big mitzvah. It's a separate. He says, according to everyone, it's a separate mitzvah every day. If you don't say like this, then l'chayra, what you have to say is, in the Bahag, why do we make a bracha every day? L'chayra, you have to say, a little bit like, if you want a moshel, maybe like a car. You have one big car, and there are many different components to the car. You have the door, you have the exhaust, you have the windows, you have the bonnet, you have the engine. The different components make up one car. So, in Echanami, the mitzvah is one big mitzvah, 49 days. But every day is a separate component to that big mitzvah. So we make a bracha on every separate, every day is one step closer to the, between Pesach and Shavuos, we're getting closer to Kabbalah Satorah, we're getting closer. So every day is a separate component, it's a separate thing for itself, and therefore we make a bracha every day. But not pshat that it's a separate mitzvah. And it ties in nicely with what we said about Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg before, that each day is a day, is roi to be mitzvah to the 49, each day we look at separately. So, coming back to someone who always forgets. Someone who always forgets, every year he knows he forgets. Every year for the last 5 years, for the last 10 years, every year he's forgotten at some point. So, or someone, let's say, is having an operation during the Omer. He knows he's got a scheduled operation, and he's going to be he's going to be asleep for 24 hours. And he's not going to be able to count. So he knows he's going to stop in the middle of the Omer. So either someone who always forgets, or someone who knows he's not going to be able to finish the Omer, what should he do? So, L'chaira, according to the Behag, what we're saying now is that it's one big mitzvah. So if you know you're not going to be able to finish, L'chaira, you shouldn't start. There's no point in starting. It's one big mitzvah. If you're not going to finish, what's the point in starting? Especially according to the Chidol, who says all the brachas go levatala, so a person shouldn't start, because if you know you're not going to finish, you're not going to end up saying brachas levatala. L'chaira. Slightly digressing for a moment, and we'll come back to that. What about women? Noshim. So, Noshim, the Sfiras of Emel Chayre is a mitzvah seish as man grama. The Zman is Gerim, the mitzvah, and therefore Noshim are potter. There is a shitta of the Ramban, a famous shitta of the Ramban, who holds the Sfiras is a mitzvah seish aloy as man grama, which is a mechudish tikka shitta, and there are those who explain the Ramban. We're leaving that aside for now. We're going with the Pashtus, Sfiras is a mitzvah seish as man grama, and therefore Noshim are potter. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham that now Noshim have put it on themselves as a chayiv. Shavilai chayiva. And others ask the Magen Avraham, where do we see them? Hechatesa, how can Noshim just make it a chayiv on themselves? However, the Mishnah Berurah finishes off by saying that Lemaisa, the minhag of Olam today, that the Noshim don't count. Why? Because Bevada Yitu B'Yemechel. They're definitely going to forget once. Noshim, you know, they're so busy. The reason why they're potter for Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grom is because they have, you know, maybe one pshat, they've got so much to do, they can't keep the time-bound mitzvahs. So therefore, we know they're going to forget, and therefore they shouldn't start counting. Now, this is not a conclusive psak, because there are many poskim who say that a woman should count, but they should. The husband has to be careful to remind his wife, you know, more carefully that, you know, every day have you counted the sphere in order that she should not forget. But the simple Mishnah Berurah says a woman shouldn't count because she will definitely make a mistake. So l'chayra, per pashtus, you would say, well, just like a woman who will definitely make a mistake shouldn't count, so to a man who knows himself will definitely make a mistake, will definitely forget, also shouldn't start counting. The chayra. Or someone who knows that they won't be able to finish shouldn't stop. So the emes is, that's nishazai. And a man should always start counting sfira, in every case. Why? Number one, if he's saying, I always forget every year, that's not an excuse, because this year, pull your socks up and make sure you don't forget. If a person davens Ma'ariv by Nacht, that's one way of remembering. If a person davens Ma'ariv b'tzibur, is another safeguarding way. It doesn't always help, because sometimes a person finishes Shemoneh Esrei too late, he's missed the Sfira, but those are ways of helping a person to always remember to count. But a person should never say, I always forget, there's no point in starting. A person should start and try and make sure he finishes. More of the shaila is if a person knows he's not going to be able to finish because, let's say, he's having an operation and he knows he's going to be out for 24 hours. So the emes is, there's no raya from the Mishnah Berurah. From the Mishnah Berurah says that Noshim shouldn't start because they will definitely make a mistake. There's no raya because Noshim are anyway potter be'etzem because it's mitzvah saseh shazman groma. So since they're anyway potter be'etzem, so therefore, since they definitely make a mistake, they shouldn't start. But a man who has got a chiv, he shouldn't get a patur just because he's not definitely going to make a mistake. That's not a patur for him. He can't bring a raya from the Mishnah Berurah. And many poskim say, Shlomo Zalman, Rav Ozner, Rav Yasha, they all say that a person should start even if a person is going to have an operation, because number one, he doesn't know what's going to happen, how long he's going to be asleep for, and number two, the operation might get pushed off, especially today, the NHS, we all know, yeah, quite likely. So therefore, a person should always start counting, and as Hashem, he'll be able to finish. He should always try his best, and hopefully we'll get there. According to the Olet Zion that we said, the Rebbe Mitzin Abishol before, who says the Be'etz and the mitzvah is to count every day is a new mitzvah, even according to the Behag, and it's just as long as you're counting continuously, it's okay, then you should definitely start, because Kol Zman you're counting continuously, it's fine. Once you get to the point that you can't count anymore, okay, so you can't count anymore, Mishka Velech. So according to that, you definitely start counting. The whole shaila is only, according to the Behag, that's one big mitzvah, maybe one shouldn't start counting. That was the only shaila. And even there, the poskim say one should always start counting, whatever the case. Similar kind of shaila is about a geir, who's niskaya be'emtza sfira, a cotton who becomes bar mitzvah. Not going to go into that. Leave that for the bar mitzvah drushes. Cotton's a bit different because a cotton could be, you could count his sfira from when he was a cotton. So, but a geir who was a goy beforehand, you can't count anything beforehand. So a geir is niskaya be'emtza sfira. Do you say that now he's like a geir shekotan shneila domi, so now his chiyah starts now? Or do you say no, he's missed out on the tamimus, he hasn't got 49 days. So the Shai Tshuva brings that one, a geir should not count. If a geir is in the sky but empty sphere, he shouldn't count, because lemaisa he hasn't got the tamimus of the 49 days. Now, talking practically, what happens if someone missed a day? What should he do? So he missed the whole day, the whole night. Yeah, he's missed that day. So what should he do? So he counts without, from now on, he should count without a bracha, because he's lost the tamimus. He should still count, because we have to be choshish for the shittas who say that every day is a separate mitzvah. So he should still count, but without a bracha, because we're choshish for the shittas of the Bahag, who says, once you miss a day, you can't carry on, therefore we don't make a bracha. So what should he do? So the best way thing to do is to listen to the shatz, listen to the chazan. When he says the bracha, you listen to his bracha, you yotze with his bracha, and then you count for yourself. So you have to. You need to be mechavan to be yotze from him, and the shatz generally is part of the job of the shatz, the chazan, is to have kavanah to be yotze anyone who needs to mitzi anyone who needs to be yotze. The Emma says he doesn't really need, Kenzan doesn't need to have kavanah, proper kavanah, because a shatz is automatic kavana there to be moitzi anyone who needs to be yotze. But an important point, when we say he's moitzi you, it only means he's moitzi you with the bracha. The person has to be careful, and he's not moitzi you with the actual sphera. The sphera should be done by the person himself. And the reason for that is, again, no time to go into it now, but there's a big machlekes rishonim, whether or not shemir ka'ona helps by sphera. That means
reason for what, some place I have a minute that the Rav always says, oh, you know, because he's happened not to be mighty with the counting.
Uh-huh.
So everyone should still make a bracha.
So I mean, the
Rav's might not realize that,
might be mechavan,
might be
mechavan. Right, the Rav's dach and
mechavan
not to be
mechavan. Yeah, not to be
mechavan. If they want to make their own bracha, except those people who need to be yotzer, really. He should have in mind, he's mechavan to be yotzer, people who need to be yotzer. But there's a shayla of shemir ka'ona helps by sphera. That means the actual sphera, the counting, the mitzvah is not just an amira. It's more than an amira. It's a person has to be count himself. It's not just an amira, and therefore shemir ka'ona kenzain doesn't help us in machlekas. So the sphera should always be done by the person, but the bracha he can be yotzer shemir ka'ona from the shatz. So we should listen to the shatz. Now, he shouldn't, as soon as the shatz said his sphera, he should say the sphera himself. The bracha, he should say straight away, say the sphera, yeah. So the problem is, I had this story a couple of years ago. I'd missed out a day, I'd forgotten one day, and I was in a minyan for Meir, they're looking around for a chazan, so okay, I went up and I took it. As I was just finishing Shemana Esra, I remembered that I can't make a bracha. It was a bit embarrassing. I've got the whole shul here, and I've to start saying, telling someone else to make the bracha, I didn't know what to do, so I thought quickly, and I suddenly had an einfall. Hadn't checked it up, I just thought, you know what, let's do this. I ran over to someone standing just next to me, and I said to him, I asked him, can you still count? He told me, yeah, he still counts with a bracha. I said, good. Tonight, don't make a bracha. I'm going to make the bracha for you. I'll be moitzi you, and then you make the sphere yourself, but I'll be moitzi with the bracha. So that way, nobody will know. You know, it won't be embarrassing for me. I'm making the bracha to be moitzi someone else, and he won't make the bracha.
You're not
yourself. Oh. Shaila is, and so that was that's what I did. The person then at the time said to me, he's not sure if I can do it because he's a boki. Can he be moitzi? But the it's very clear, the psaki is a person can always be moitzi, even a boki, you can be moitzi. No problem to make a bracha for a boki. So my etzer was, I made the bracha, and that's what I did. I made the bracha, I was moitzi him, and he didn't make the bracha. The shaila is that okay? Because lechera, I'm not mechuyev b'sfira. I've lost my sphere. I'm not mechuyev b'sfira. If someone's not mechuyev, it can't be moitzi someone else. Or do you say no? I'm not mechuyev b'sfira. I am mechuyev. It's just I can't because I haven't got the tamimus, but I can still got the chiyev. So the Shari Tshuva The Shari Tshuva on the page, Afanot, he says that a person should not be the Shliach Tzibur, should not be the Shatz, because, but he doesn't say why, but Pash is because you haven't got the Chiv. The Kafa Chaim speaks out clearly, he hasn't got the Chiv, he's not got the Chiv anymore. Yeah, Yotze Moitzi, that's because there he's still got the Chiv, he's done it already. Oh, here he's not. So, someone who's already counted Sfira could count for could make the bracha for someone else, but here it's not pshat. He's already counted. He can't count. He can't because he's lost his sfira. So therefore, it could be it's different.
I have a feeling that if the rav is normally in count,
yeah,
there's a halacha on that.
So the rav forgot. Oh, so sensei, what if the just I go? What if the rav forgot? That's really embarrassing. Yeah, the rav he can't count. I was at a minyan actually recently. The rav couldn't remember if he counted, but in the end he remembered that he had. But if the rov, so the Shmuel Vosner says that if a rov forgets, he can still count because of kovod atzibur. It's a chiddush that he says if a rov forgets, it doesn't matter; he can still count because of kovod atzibur. But so the Kafa Chaim, the Shari Tshuva say one person should not be the shliach tzibur. However, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and it seems to be that this is the minhag that a lot of places can say like this. Shlomo Zalman says as well that if a person has forgotten to count, he can still be the shatz. It's not called he's not a baruch chiyuv, he's still got the chiyuv. It's just he's lost his tamimus, so he can't count with the baruch anymore. But he's still a baruch chiyuv, he's still in the chiyuv of sfira, and therefore a person can be a shliach tzibur. So that would be an etzah. Whether or not a person should be the shliach tzibur in order to get around the problem of a bracha, that already l'chayri shouldn't dafka be the shliach tzibur. But if he ended up like I did, if he ended up and then he's in an embarrassing situation, that would be a way out to be moiti someone else with a bracha. That one could do that. It's machlokes, but one could do that. Just two more points to finish off. We said earlier about a minyan. It's become a sort of a in fashion these days to have a Sfira minion on Friday night. I was getting a knock on my door Friday night, can you come and make up a minion for Sfira? So I was wondering, what is this idea of it? You don't have an inyan of a person knocks on your door and say the night, can you come and make up a minion to eat matzah? Yeah? What's the inyan of counting Sfira by minion? So there's no Makoir in Shulchan Aruch, Shtabura, the Rishonim, it doesn't seem to be. And the only Makoir is there's a Be'er Heitev who brings from the Shlah. And the Shlah says that it's good to do Sfira, B'tzibur, B'ravam. And more than just, it seems to be more than just a B'ravam, Hajas Melech. A bit more than that, there seems to be an Inyan and Sfira to be done B'tzibur. But a person shouldn't feel it's a Chiyav, he has to count Sfira, B'tzibur, but there is an Inyan to do it. And Befrat, they bring a Shaila. What if someone comes into Ma'ariv and he's late for Ma'ariv? And this is the last minute, you know, he's not going to go anywhere else. This is it. He's missed Ma'ariv, but they're up to Sfira. So he could either get now Sfira B'tzibur, or should he wait to have Ma'ariv first, and then do Sfira afterwards by himself? So Ma'ariv always comes before Sfira, because Tadeh v'she'in a Tadeh, Tadeh koidim. Tadeh should always come first, Ma'ariv comes before Sfira.
Exactly.
So therefore, the psak is definitely, if a person comes into shul, and the tzibur are about to say Sfira, he shouldn't count with them. Even though it's a tzibur, he should first have a ma'ariv, and then he should count sfira by himself, because tadir zicha definitely comes before the inyan of tzibur. This inyan of tzibur with for sfira, it's not a strong inyan, so therefore tadir definitely comes before. Just to finish off, the question is asked: why do we not make a bracha shechiyanu on sfira sa'ima? So there are many turitzim given. I saw three turitzim. Number one, the Be'er Heitev, I think there's a posh pshat, the Be'er Heitev brings that because there's no hanor from Sfira. You don't get any benefit, there's no simcha. And forget, Sfira is a time of Avelos, it's a time of Din, where Rabbi Kiva Talmidim died. So therefore, we don't make a shechion on this mitzvah. That's number one. Number two, the Me'iri says that we yaitza with the bracha of first day Yom Tov. The Shechionu of the first day Yom Tov. The only problem is that Sfira we start on the second day, so how can... And so they explain that the mitzvah Sfira is to start, not to start on the second day Yom Tov. What's the mitzvah Sfira? To start Mimacharas Yom HaShabbos. So it's Mimacharas the first day. So it's Mikoyach the first day, the day after the first day. So therefore the Shechionu from the first day counts for Sfira. Yeah, Chos Laaretz, yeah. The third teretz I saw was a nice teretz from the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Nosai. He explains that when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they were in Memtei Shari Tumah. So they, to get out of this Tumah, they had to count Zayin Nekiyim, like a Nisha Nidah. So the 7 weeks are like Zayin Nekiyim, 7 weeks of Nekiyim, clean weeks. So, therefore, a person has to count these Zayin Nekiyim, and then he's ready for Kabbalah Satorah. So he says that Shechionu can't be said on a mitzvah which is let's explain it. The Shechionu is said the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos is a preparation. Every day is a preparation from Pesach till Shavuos, and we're leading up, we're preparing, and the Shechionu is not said on this type of mitzvah, because it's not a mitzvah which is it's a mitzvah which is a preparation from Pesach till Shavuos. It's like a Zayin Nekiyim, like the preparing oneself, and therefore Kedushas Levi says that Shechionu is not said on this mitzvah. So whichever way you look at it, Lemaisa, either you're yotze with the first night, or you don't need to make a bracha Shechianu. That's the mitzvah. Sfira starts by night. We said Tamimus, and we said that Adam Machlekes, Taisus and Bahag, either Taisus holds that it's one separate mitzvah every day, Bahag holds it's one big mitzvah, and we said Kuli Alma, though you still need to start by night. The mitzvah starts in the night, we said, as early as possible, Lechatchila. But if a person forgets by night, he should count by day. If he forgets the whole day, then he should carry on counting, but without a bracha. Yes.
Yeah.
So most people don't have a mirror first. Oh, so yeah, no, so yeah. No, so you're right. So.